Dear listeners, Sairam from Prashantinilam, the most happening place on the planet, as I always say, and the last few months in Prashantinilam, it has literally been a continuous festival. What with beautiful programs in Sai Kulwanthal from different states of India. Tomorrow we celebrate Onam, the special day for the people of Kerala, and they actually converted their celebration into a six-day festival. Everyone wants to offer something special, something unique, something beautiful to the Lord on His 90th year of His advent.
Happy, 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 be happy. Happy, happy, make others happy. All will be happy, God will be happy.
Love is His message. Love is His form. And love is timeless. Celebrating an epochal moment in an endless epic. 90 years of Satya Sai.
So as every state and every institution is leaving no stone unturned in celebrating this landmark year, we in Radio Sai also pray to Bhagwan to bless us too with an opportunity to present a program in Sai Kulwanth Hall. And by His grace, that will happen 2 days from now on August 29th, 2015. And why August 29th? Yes, for those who are familiar with the origins of Radio Sai will know how significant is this day for all of us here. 13 years ago, on this day, the kind Lord set His foot in this building. And it is because of that silken touch, it is because of that gentle push that today Radio Sai continues to blossom, endeavoring every day to spread the fragrance of His love. Not many of us who are working now in the Radio Sai studios were present on that historic day, August 29, 2002. But fortunately, we have a video recording of this event, and every time each member of the Radio Sai team watches the recording of that day, it just fills you with renewed energy, with renewed vigor. It actually sends a chill down your spine because every part of this studio where we are now seated was actually physically blessed by the Lord. And fortunately for us, most of our brothers who were there on that day are still with us in the studios, and I thought the best way to relive that momentous day is to ask them to open their hearts out for us. So today we will listen to one of them, Brother P. Sunil Kumar, our sound engineer at the studios. It is his voice you hear doing all the major announcements on Radio Sai right from the inception of this medium. And today I have requested him to join us for a conversation, and he has so kindly agreed. So that is what we will be doing now. We will have a live conversation with Brother Sunil, and then I have for you another interesting conversation, a discussion rather, again with members of Radio Sai team, but that was exclusively with our group that does our Telugu program. So that is also in pipeline today in this final segment of Thursday Live, coming to you straight from the studios of Radio Sai.
It is a moment of celebration, a moment of jubilation, of joyous inspiration. It is 90 glorious years of Satya Sai, 90 glorious years of pure love penetrating a million souls in a million ways. The Radio Sai team humbly bows down at His lotus feet in this landmark year of His divine advent.
So welcome to Outside Inside, Deep Inside. The time in the studio is now is 8:42. I am Team Radio Sai's Bishu, and just as I mentioned, we now have a live conversation with Brother Sunil Kumar. So welcome, Brother Sunil, to Outside Inside, Deep Inside.
Thank you, Bishu.
So Sunil, you were one of those fortunate ones who was present when Bhagwan graced the studios 13 years ago. And it is always such a blissful moment. It is such an historic occasion for all of us. And you were present physically to witness this and record this in your consciousness. So please take us back to that beautiful day.
Thank you. My association with Radio Sai actually started a year before that.
Okay.
This inauguration, the office of Radio Sai, that is the Prashanthi Digital Studio, started in 2002 August. A year back, in 2001 August, I had finished my studies and I was waiting for a job. I mean, waiting for guidance from Swami as to what to do after my education. So, I finished in 2000, and 2001, Swami, in that year, that August, Swami called me for an interview, and he said, in that interview, Swami said, he just said, you know, before that he was like calling me and asking where you want to work. I said, wherever you tell me, Swami, you know. So, finally one day he called me for an interview and said, join tomorrow, go for work tomorrow. What I speak here, Swami ikkada matladindedi, prapancham anta potundata, nuvu akkada pani cheyi. Which means, what Swami speaks here in Prashanthi Nilayam will go throughout the world. You work there.
So you work there where what Bhagwan speaks will reach the entire world.
Yeah. So what I speak here, what Swami said is, what I speak here will go throughout the world.
Wow.
You work there. That time I didn't know what it is. The only thing I could relate was, when Swami speaks and what goes out would be his tapes, his audio tapes and his video tapes. Actually, there was a center that then, it was called the Audio Visual Center. Maybe I thought it was that I should work there. And actually I was working here, the then Audio Visual Center was there. They had a small studio set up and all that. So I used to come here. Here what used to happen was, you know, there was a replication center, audio tapes of Bhagwan's discourses would be replicated and sold outside immediately after the discourse. So okay. They had a replication unit here. And videos also. Those days we had this VHS tapes. So
yes.
All those replication. This was a replication center then.
Not so much of production, but just replication and sales.
Yeah. There was no
Bhagwan's
production.
Discourses.
Yeah. Only the master tape would be replicated into say 20 or 30 per day and it would be sold. So that was this. Then my thought was maybe this is what Swami meant then. But that was not what actually happened. In September, if you heard Professor Venkatraman say, in September, Dr. Samara and Dr. Nobel, who are the World Space...
Board of Directors.
Yeah. They came and actually offered a World Space channel free to Swami. And
So all this happened a month later.
Yeah. Actually, it happened a month later. And all this I was not knowing. It was much later that I came to know that this all happened. A month later, like in September, this board of directors from World Space came and offered a channel to Swami. Professor Venkatraman was there. And in November that year, Swami actually inaugurated Radio Sai Global Harmony.
Yes.
In 2001. But Radio Sai didn't have a place to work, as an office.
Yes.
And as I said, this earlier audiovisual center, that was actually fully revamped. And a year later, that's from 2002, August, this whole place, that earlier audiovisual center was converted totally to this Prashanthi Digital Studio. And that's where it was housing the Radio Sai office.
Actually, yeah. So once Bhagwan pressed the switch and Radio Sai started, we actually did not have an office.
That's right.
We just started playing only Bhagwan's discourse and bhajans, isn't it? That's how you populated.
Yeah, we only had that in
raw material.
In raw material. That was all done. We had Hari and Professor Venkatraman at Planetarium. They made it ready and it was all prepared and
so
sent
to us. So we didn't have a recording studio even though radio had started.
Radio had started. Yeah.
This came a year later.
This
almost 9 months later.
Yeah. There was a studio, but nobody was actually using it. There was nobody to actually run it.
Yes.
And that's when later, slowly I was trained into the recording process and all that. And before that, there was all analog consoles.
Yes.
But those days, technology was then analog. Digital had not yet come fully.
Yes.
And thanks to Mr. Gopal Srinivasan from TVS Electronics, after Radio Sai was inaugurated, 9 months after that, this whole place was converted to a fully digital, you know, with computers all over the place, full digital technology he had brought in all that. So, and he actually revamped this whole place, and this new radio site, it was called Prashanti Digital Studio. And so he actually invited Swami to come and inaugurate this new office of Radio Sai. So I remember that day morning, Swami came. That was 1 year after, 9 months after Swami inaugurated the Radio Sai. So Swami came that morning, 2002 August, to inaugurate the Radio Sai studios. So he came that day morning and... it was, you know, when Swami comes, everything is, we had computers then. We were all still new to computers. Nobody knew actually. We all, learned on the job. So we had few experts coming from Chennai and all that, and they taught us how to do what is recording. This is how you should go about and all that. So we immediately, before Swami came, we had prepared few audiovisual, material for Swami to see a little bit everywhere. In every computer had some kind of a material ready so that Swami would come. We expected that Swami would come and, see something. And actually he did. That day morning he came in his car, got down, blessed everybody who was waiting. We received him inside. Then he came in and then he first cut the ribbon. That is to formally inaugurate the
setup.
And then came inside, there was a ceremonial lamp placed. So then he lit that lamp also. And then slowly he glided into the,
sections of the studio.
Yeah, different sections. So first section we had prepared videos. For every computer had some video presentation, So the Swami then went to every workstation and he was very... gently watching every little bit of all the, and next section we had placed a lot of old photographs of Swami, scanned, and that was playing as a slideshow, and Swami actually interacted with everybody. If you talk to them, you will know. Swami interacted with everybody there. So then he came to the photos, and after that he came into the control room where I was waiting with, we had prepared some, translation of Swami's discourses in various languages, different languages, Persian, German, Russian.
So Bhagwan's Telugu and then his message in Japanese.
Yeah, it would be concurrently German. Translated. So yes. We had Swami speaking and then it would be in a different, Swami
language.
Yeah, the translation, not just in English. What you normally would hear is the English translation. This was replaced with the translation in various other languages. So we had prepared that to show Swami we could do all this. Swami actually...
Now,
yeah,
with technology.
Yeah, the new technology. Swami heard a little bit, yeah, and then he moved further. He then came into the recording floor where we are now actually sitting. Here we had arranged a lot, we had kept a lot of new equipment that Swami, praying that Swami would bless, that which we would use in Mandir and for our production and post-production. Swami actually, in fact, went to each and every... every piece of equipment he touched and blessed it, and we had a replicator and all that, everything he blessed. And finally, what we prayed to Swami kept a chair for him to sit, and he went, he was gracious enough to go and sit there. And Swami himself said, yeah, somebody to speak. And the one member, Arun, he spoke a little bit. And then Swami actually blessed Mr. Gopal Srinivasan very profusely. He created a watch for him, and he was very happy with, the whole setup he had offered. And Swami was gracious enough also to talk to us about how this place should be run and all that. And one most striking thing in that discourse which he said was that, I don't need any of this thing. It is nothing, I don't need anything of this. This, everything that is being done is only for your happiness, for your ananda. So make full use of it.
Oh, wow.
So that was something.
So basically, after blessing everything and giving us this wonderful facility, Bhagwan said that it is not for me.
That's right.
I don't need this facility.
I am.
If you're thinking that this is needed for the propagation of my message or anything of that nature, it is not that.
That's not
I don't need them. It is for your happiness.
For our happiness.
In fact, if you see the video, I remember, he Swami said, see, I allowed all this to happen because of Gopal Srinivasan's interest. See, he has taken so much pains. He went to different countries and he got these mics, he got these equipments.
Yes.
See, it is, I did not want to disappoint him.
That's true.
Actually, I remember seeing when he created the video, yeah. Swami created that medal, the watch for him. Swami told him, see, it is for listening to his prayer that I have inaugurated this facility. And then as you mentioned, very clearly saying that this is not for me, it is for you.
That's right.
It's for our bliss. And it is, and how profound it is, because literally this has filled us with bliss. This opportunity to
this
work for
This is a big
him
opportunity, yeah. This is actually
has first
big
filled us with, he doesn't need us.
That's right.
We need him.
So, actually I would say this is a very big boon that Swami has given to all of us. To listen to him throughout continuously, to listen to his his glory that devotees have experienced, and that's I feel it's really a boon that Swami has given to mankind.
Absolutely.
And after that, yeah, that was what he spoke in the discourse, and then after that he slowly, finally at the end of it, he took aarti and then slowly moved out. Outside, all the people who had worked for this, for the renovation work, they were all sitting and waiting just to get a glimpse of Swami, and he blessed everybody sitting,
the
all
carpenters,
the workers,
and
all the carpenters, mason workers, electricians, those who worked for the renovation. He blessed everybody there, and he was very happy when he actually, and he said he would come again, and he would, we expected that he came inside, but every time he went after that, he used to go in his car every time he would.
I think every time he was going around in the ashram, he would look.
He would look, yeah.
He would look,
yeah.
And I think there are so many occasions when all of us, you would stand on the road.
We would all go out and, that was a big...
Absolutely, and it's really amazing. So many times he's come this way, actually.
It's true.
And it's really fantastic, and now you feel his presence. The very chair on which he sat is still here, and every time we do his work, we feel his presence. Wonderful. Thank you very much, Brother Sunil, for sharing these moments with us.
Thank
and
you,
as you mentioned, every one of them who was present on that day will have his story to share, and sometime we need to capture that also.
Thank you for having me, Vishu.
Sai Ram. So, dear listeners, that was Brother Sunil, a senior member of the Radio Sahaya team who was present when Bhagwan graced the studio 13 years ago on August 29th, 2002. And as he mentioned, Radio Sahaya was inaugurated by Bhagwan on November 23rd, 2001, 9 months before that. And that was the occasion of Bhagwan's 76th birthday. Historic moment for so many reasons, and the highlight of that morning was Bhagwan pressing that switch, as he mentioned, and the Radio Sahaya boats becoming alighted, and in a few minutes from then started the first program of Radio Sahaya, which was aired, which was played in the Sahaya Kulwant Hall. Everyone in the Sahaya Kulwant Hall heard the first announcement, the signature tune which Bhagwan himself had approved, the first announcement which was recorded with Bhagwan's permission and by the person whom Bhagwan approved physically, and the entire package. The first song was sung by the students of Bhagwan's university, and all this happened on that momentous morning of November 23rd, 2001. And before this happened, there were two speakers, Professor Venkatraman and Mr. Michael Noble. And Professor Venkatraman mentioned in his talk how Radio Sahaya is such a blessing for mankind. I actually have a small clipping of what Professor Venkatraman said, just a 1 minute clipping, and that gives us a flavor of what happened that morning.
Dear sisters and brothers, the 23rd of November is for all of us a red letter day. But today, the 23rd of November of the year 2001 is doubly special, because starting from this day, the loving message of Bhagwan will be broadcast continuously by digital radio throughout the world, round the clock, every day, 7 days a week, and 12 months of the year. On October 20, 1940, our beloved Swami gave his first message to the world as the Sri Satya Sai Avatar. On that occasion, there were just a few hundred people gathered in front of devotee Anjaneyalu's house, as Swami himself mentioned the other day. But from today, the message of Swami will spread throughout the world. The message will be beamed by satellites which form a part of the material world. The message will be carried by radio waves which are electromagnetic vibrations according to physics. And the message will spread global harmony and peace through the propagation of Sai radiation. Swami talks about materialization, vibration and radiation. Today, those three aspects of creation are coming together to play a part in the avataric mission. No longer do people have to yearn to hear the mellifluous and golden voice of Swami. With a mere flick of the finger, you can switch on your digital radio and listen to Swami's golden voice, receiving love, comfort and strength wherever you are.
So that was Professor Venkatraman on the inauguration day of Radio Sai, 14 years ago. And after Professor Venkatraman, there was a speech by Mr. Michael Noble, who is one of the board of directors of World Space Corporation. And in that speech, Mr. Michael Noble mentions how he was thrilled when he visited Bhagwan's hospital in Bangalore that year, 2001, because he had seen a number of healthcare centers all over the world, being someone who's been always concerned about reaching out to the impoverished, reaching out to the marginalized in society, and trying to bring social harmony. He had seen hospitals which offered the best of care, but it was limited to a few individuals who had the wherewithal to avail that. And he had also seen hospitals which catered to the poor, but where there were long queues and the quality was substandard. When he saw Bhagwan's hospital in Whitefield, where the best of care was offered to the poorest of the poor without any compromise in quality, he wanted to know who is the man behind this, and that brought him to Bhagwan. And once he learned about Bhagwan's message, he felt, I don't need to do anything more. This is the message that is needed for mankind. It is so simple, so profound. Love all, serve all, help ever, hurt never. If only I can ensure that this message reaches out to everyone in this world, we would have peace in the world, we would have harmony in the world. And that is how he spoke to Mr. Noah Samara, who is the CEO of World Space Corporation. And just in a few weeks, Radio Sai was offered at the lotus feet of Bhagwan. Of course, at that time, it was beamed to several homes through the digital radio sets. There were two satellites, Asia Star and Afri Star, and there was news of another satellite being launched, Emery Star, and that is what was thought then. With the help of these three satellites, everyone can hear Radio Sai. But the way Bhagwan had designed it was something different. Yes, everyone will hear Radio Sai, but they are going to hear not with any expenditure to buy a radio set, but anyone, anywhere can hear, just if you have connection to internet. And now with internet becoming ubiquitous all over the world, Radio Sai is virtually available on every phone, in every home. Now internet has become indispensable, and anyone who has internet can access Radio Sai. What started as one channel is today 6 channels, and one of them in the language that the Divine chose to speak, in the language Telugu. In fact, few months ago in July 2015, we had 2 days of Telugu anniversary celebrations in Radio Sai, July 18th and July 19th. And it was again a festival in Radio Sai, because you had hundreds of children and 75 Radio Sai volunteers coming from all over the state of Andhra Pradesh to celebrate that day in Radio Sai. Those of us who understand Telugu and who were tuned that day to Radio Sai would have enjoyed the programs, but not many know about what happened behind the scenes to make those beautiful offerings to Bhagwan on those 2 days in July 2015. On an earlier occasion, I had played for you what happened on the Children's Day, that is July 18, 2015, that day of Telugu anniversary celebration that was dedicated for children. We recorded how that day happened, what were the different moments of anxiety, moments of ecstasy, moments of tense prayers, and the way Bhagwan answered, and the way that day blossomed so beautifully with the voices, innocent voices of so many children. And there is this, again, a similar story about the second day, July 19, 2015, how that day happened. And the theme of the July 19th program was Shri Satya Sai Premamrita Vahini. And there was actually a very beautiful audio theme signature music for this day. So let me now play for you this Shri Satya Sai Ananta Prema Vahini, and then we'll move on to the discussion about Radio Sai's Telugu stream 4th anniversary day 2. Reflections. That was the beautiful theme music for day 2 of Radio Sai Telugu anniversary celebrations. And today, let's move on to the discussion about this anniversary celebration, how it happened, what were those moments that made that day so beautiful, the ways they felt the invisible hand of God, and the way Bhagwan's presence was felt through all the programs right from dawn the late night of that day. So I have the conversation now to play for you. This was a conversation with Brother Ganesh and Mr. Jagannath Rao, sir. Both of them are the pillars, along with Brother Sai Prasad, who run the Telugu stream on Radio Sai. So here is the conversation with Brother Ganesh and Mr. Jagannath Rao.
Sai Ram, and welcome Brother Ganesh and Mr. Jagannath Rao once again to Outside, Inside, Deep Inside to continue our discussion on the beautiful 4th anniversary celebration of the Telugu stream.
Thank you, Brother Vishu.
So the last time we had a 1 hour session where you mentioned how the July 18th program, which was by children, for children, all day long, was so beautiful. It was planned in one way and Bhagwan made it even more beautiful right from the beginning till the end. The anchors were children, the participants were children, and the love that the children expressed, their love for Bhagwan, so amazingly, it was absolutely beautiful. And I guess the next day, the July 19th, also had its share of experiencing the love of Bhagwan and experiencing his uncertainty, as well as relishing his omniscience and omnipotence. So tell us more about how did the second day of the Telugu stream anniversary go.
Thank you, Brother Vishu, for the beautiful introduction and offering our collective pranams at Bhagwan's lotus feet. Yeah, indeed, the second day too was a real challenge for us.
Mm-hmm.
From the day one, when we started jotting down the list of programs which were being planned, and we started calling the artists for their availability, from the day one, the replies what we got were no.
Oh,
we are busy. And very surprisingly, all those people who said no were the best team members of our Telugu core team. So that was a real setback for us. That's what we think. But Swami has different plans. And the most beautiful thing is on the final day when the people who performed, when we looked at them, almost 90% of them were new.
Is it?
Yes. 90% of the participants were new to Bhagwan and new to this live program. So that was the most amazing thing that had happened.
But I think it would have left you with many tense moments, because you know, here is a person who has done so many times and he will definitely deliver, and you are not able to get him, and you have 90% of people who are new to this setting and new to this celebration. I think you must be on tenterhooks.
Yeah, you won't believe, we got lost in the children's program in such a deep way that we just forgot about the 19th program. And on 18th night only I realized that yes, some things we have not reviewed.
Mm-hmm.
Some programs we had not even heard the entire program, because we have to review the entire content before it goes on air.
Because it's a live program.
Yes, it's a live program and we cannot stop it. Once it's on air, it's over.
Yes.
So we have to be very careful about the content and what the presenters are giving to the listeners. So in that way, 18th was really a tense night for me.
Mm.
But overall, Swami takes care of the entire thing and everything fell in place. And one beautiful instance which I want to narrate is regarding one program called the Sarvamata Samanatvam, Unity of Faiths program, which we had planned. Last year too, we had such a program, because the importance which Swami gives about unity of faiths, that we want to project. So we had the Vizag team being allotted for this particular program. We told the coordinators that this is the topic of your presentation. They were supposed to select youth who had already come to Prashantilayam, who participated in this program. What happened was, as I told you in the previous 18th program, how some children dropped out of the program because of the Pushkaram.
Godavari Pushkaram.
Godavari Pushkaram. So same thing happened in this case also. Not most of the, 90% of Sai youth were involved, starting from Vishakhapatnam, Srikakulam, till the East and West Godavari districts in service for Godavari Pushkaram. So the regular participants who used to come to our studios were not available. So that we did not know. So we thought still the program is being organized by them only. We had not got the exact details of the participants. So one fine day, I get a phone call from a new youth coordinator who was fresh to the SAI organization and the activities. He called up and he asked me, sir, this was the topic given to us by the main coordinator of Radio SAI from Vishakhapatnam. So what do we have to do? So I had explained the entire program flow, how it can go on, the various content that can be got from Swami's discourses. I had spoken to him for about half an hour. After that, in a single sentence, he mentioned to me, sir, I won't be doing this program. He being a lecturer in a college, he had appointed a few of his students to do this program. So he told, sir, some of my students will call you. You can explain to them about this program. So after speaking for half an hour. And so I got a little frustrated, but yes, these are all tests for us to improve and grow up. Then the student calls me and he asked me, sir, my lecturer sir had asked me to call you, and it seems there is a competition that is being held in Radio SAI. That was the initial information that was
competition.
Given.
Competition.
Yes. We have heard about the Chinese whisper where after the information being passed on through so many years, the final output that comes out is totally different from what the first person had heard. So this was what had happened. So we had to correct the information and we had told them that, see, such and such is the program. So you have to come and present your program with three more or four more team members. It's a combined program. So what happened? I left the matter there. So one day, immediately after morning Vedam, I get a phone call from one of our Hyderabad team members. That lady is Sai Prasanna sister. She calls me and tells, Ganesh, is there a competition being held in Radio Sai for our anniversary? I told, no sister, that's not happening. Then she tells me that this particular boy calls me and asks me that this is a competition. So he could not understand what we told after speaking to him and making things clear also. So then I had told this sister that, Akka, can you please explain to that boy that this is the procedure? And then that sister told me, see how Swami links up everything. That boy is very good at mono acting, miming and all. Whenever spiritual competitions are held, elocution, he takes part. And he happens to be my elder brother's son.
Oh.
And he was wanting to come to Prashanthaliyam from the last 5 years. And he had not got an opportunity. Maybe the call had not come for him. Then that sister told, I will explain to him the entire concept. And then we linked up that boy to our Prakashra uncle who is there in Vishakhapatnam. So he took care of the
seasoned devotee who has done enough dramas.
Enough dramas and enough spiritual activities for our Radio Sai stream. So then that was how the entire drama went on behind this program. And finally when they came and presented it, it was such a beautiful presentation, and there were three members in that team. And all three were young graduate students from different universities, from different streams. And first time they were presenting on a spiritual topic like this, and the language that they chose and the mode of presentation they chose were absolutely fantastic.
Wow. Well, as they say, God always likes to upset our plans so that He can execute His plans.
Yes, very much.
And I think you experienced that not once but many times, right?
Ganesh started from the middle of the program. Because there are almost 25 programs slated for that day. And the opening program itself was having hiccups.
Oh, is it?
That was Nayanananda Vahini, Swami's Darshan. Darshan was to be done by two of our, as Ganesh was saying, those who are aware with radio, aware of radio, and it's a
seasoned artist.
Seasoned artist.
It would be a program on Darshan. Like you describe the Darshan.
Darshan movements, how each devotee feels while Swami is giving his darshan, the morning atmosphere.
So it's basically a visualization, aided visualization of darshan.
And that was Valli and then Kaladhar. They are two well-known, as you say, seasoned artists. They have done many programs. We are confident that they are going to come. Suddenly, One day, I asked MLN Swami. MLN Swami's wife is Seshavalli. Then MLN Swami says, sir, I am coming. I am sure. I will be there by 2 days before. But it seems Valli's health is not permitting. Can you try for someone else? They said, how can we try for someone else?
That was just 2 days before the final.
2 days before?
And this is not a program like which anybody can do.
Yes.
Only those who are devotees who are present in those days in Swami.
Who have had enough number of darshans.
Yes.
Alone can recreate that and you need that language also.
Language, yes.
You need that language, you need the lucidity and you need to have that feeling and that experience to create that ambience.
Experience of having darshan of Swami and in those moments of early
hours,
morning hours.
And this is your first program.
And then immediately we were put off. Now, that was also not a complete no. Can you arrange for someone else? Then how can we arrange for someone else? Okay. Then he himself says, it seems Karadhar is also not coming. We thought, okay, with one man we can try to manage because Karadhar also writes very well. But then why? Karadhar is not coming? No, his wife is having some problem and he wants to be there during the coming 4 to 5 days. Therefore he may not come. Therefore both are out. Therefore, you need to have somebody who can take care of that about half an hour to 45 minutes of chunk. And that's not easy. Then, as usual, we were going on breaking our heads how to find out a person. And now, Ganesh came up with a solution and let him explain.
Yes, tell us.
Just 4 or 5 days before this particular news reached us, we got a call from one of the assistant professors from Anantapur campus. That Professor Padmavati, she is a retired professor from Telugu department. She had come back from the US. She had gone for a 3 month break to the US to finish her book on Swami. So luckily she had arrived just 3-4 days before this particular thing happened. And I thought, I think it would be nice if Padma Madam does this because she is a very, very prolific writer and an amazing speaker. She can recreate the entire darshan scene. That's what was going on in my mind. But as I told you, just then she landed. I didn't know whether it will be comfortable for her to come immediately to the program. So I called her up and I requested her, Madam, this is an emergency situation and only you had come to our mind. So you have to take up this and do. And she was very much willing and she thought this was Bhagwan's command for her and she did a marvelous job of bringing out that moments of darshan. And the way the final day presentation was made, each and every one who was listening to the program in the studio were in tears. The way she explained the darshan moment, how each and every devotee felt. She had placed herself in the shoes of a mother who was carrying a child and what she wanted from Bhagwan. And Bhagwan's response to that lady's prayer, and then an old father praying for his grandchildren, and how Swami's response to that particular person, and a few people who were being ignored by Swami superficially, and through the student lines when Swami comes and how his face beams with joy when he sees all the children around him, and how as soon as he crosses the children's students' block, how again he enters the devotees' block and how Swami changes different emotions and how the devotees feel, reciprocate that love. And that was a very, very beautiful presentation. I think we have to listen to
Yes, I was about to tell you if we can give a glimpse of that to our listeners.
Surely, we shall now listen to that clip.
దివ్యాత్మ స్వరూపులారా, నా దర్శనానంతరం ఏకాంత ప్రదేశంలో నిశ్చల నీరవ మౌనాన్ని ఉపాసిస్తూ నా దర్శన భాగ్యం అనుభవించండి. అప్పుడు మీకు నా ఆశీర్వాద ఫలితం పూర్తిగా లభిస్తుంది. నేను మీకు దర్శనమిస్తూ మీ ముందు వెళ్లేటప్పుడు నా శక్తి మీయందు ప్రసరిస్తుంది. మీరు వెంట వెంటనే ఇతరులతో మాట్లాడడం ప్రారంభిస్తే మిమ్మల్ని చేరిన నా శక్తి నిష్ఫలమై వెనక్కు తిరిగి వచ్చి నన్నే చేరిపోతుంది. నేను దేన్ని చూసినా అది శక్తివంతమై మార్పు చెందుతుంది. అదేవిధంగా మీరు దినదినము మార్పు చెందుతున్నారు. నా దర్శనం వల్ల మీరు పొందే లాభాన్ని ఎన్నటికీ తక్కువగా అంచనా వేయవద్దు. ఇది మీకు మీ పూర్వపుణ్యం వల్ల లభించిన వరప్రసాదం. నా దర్శనం కోసం దేవతలు కూడా ఎంతో ఆతృతతో వేచి ఉంటారు. ఇంతటి దర్శన భాగ్యం మీకు సులభంగా దినదినం లభిస్తున్నది. ఇది మీ జన్మాంతర పుణ్య విశేషమన్న విషయం మరచిపోవద్దు. సరైన సమయం ఆసన్నమైనప్పుడు నేను మీకిచ్చిన దీవెనలు పుష్పించి ఫలిస్తాయి. స్వామి, ఇలా నీవు ఎన్ని ప్రవచనాలను అందించినా, ఎన్ని హెచ్చరికలు చేసినా అల్ప మానవులం కదా తండ్రి. మా ధోరణి మాది, మా వాచాలత్వం మాది, మా ప్రవృత్తి ధోరణి మాది. కామక్రోధాదులు మమ్మల్ని వీడవు. అహంకార మమకారాల తాకిడి మమ్మల్ని వదలదు. ఆత్మవిశ్వాస శూన్యులమై ప్రవృత్తి మార్గంలో కొట్టుకొనిపోతూ అరిషడ్వర్గాల వలలో అలమటిస్తున్న మాలాంటి వారిని చూసినప్పుడే నా తండ్రి ఒక నిర్లిప్తమైన చూపు నీ కన్నుల నుండి వెలువడుతుంది. ఆ చూపులో నీవడుగుతున్న ప్రశ్నలు నాకు వినబడుతున్నాయి ప్రభు. నేనెంత శ్రమించినా ఈ మానవులు మారరేమి? నా జీవితమే నా సందేశం అంటూ నా జీవితం మొత్తం ముడుపు కట్టి ఈ మానవజాతికి అందించినా వీళ్ళెందుకు మారడం లేదు? త్యాగ నిరతిని అలవాటు చేసుకోమంటే భోగ నిరతిని అలవాటు చేసుకుంటున్నారు. అన్నీ ఉన్న ఆకులాగా అణిగిమణిగి ఉండమంటే ఏమీ లేకని పులి విస్తరాకులాగా ఎగిరిగిరి పడుతున్నారే. నిరంతర నామస్మరణ చేయమంటే నిరంతర సుఖస్మరణ చేస్తున్నారే. ఇంద్రియాల సద్వినియోగం వల్లనే దైవానుగ్రహం ప్రాప్తిస్తుందంటే ఇంద్రియ దుర్వినియోగం చేస్తున్నారే. నాది అనే మాయలో బ్రతకద్దు, ఆత్మతత్వంతో బ్రతకండి అంటే నాది నాది అని కొట్టుకు చేస్తున్నారే. పదవుల కోసం కాదు, మోక్ష పదవి కోసం శ్రమించండి అంటే పదవుల కోసం నానా గడ్డి కరుస్తున్నారే. మనస్సును బానిసగా చేసుకోండి అంటే మనస్సుకే బానిసలైపోతున్నారే. ఇతరులను సేవించండి అంటే ఇతరులను కొల్లగొట్టేస్తున్నారే. విశ్వ మానవులంతా మమేకం కావాలంటే భేదభావాలతో విడిపోతున్నారే. అందుకే నేను నా నిజమైన భక్తుల కోసం వెతుకుతూ ఉన్నాను. వెదకుచున్నాను, నేను వెదకుచునే ఉన్నాను. వెదకుచుంటి నాడు నేడు నిజమారయ ధర్మపరుని. కొదువలేదు నరులకు నన్నూరు కోట్లు ఉన్నారు. నరుని రూపములే చూచితివి, నిజరూపము కాంచవైతివి. బూరుగ కాయలు చూసి మామిడి అని భ్రమసినట్లు, వెర్రి చెరుకు చూసి చెరుకని తానమిలినట్లు, కనికిరాళ్ల రూపము చూసి కలకండని భ్రమసినట్లు, రూపు చూచి మోసపోకు, గుణమే ఇది నరుని రూపు అన్నావు కదా ప్రభు.
First program to open with, next to Swami's discourse. Therefore, there we had so much of ups and downs, but then at the end, it was an excellent presentation. Probably, she was suited for that particular program. Next came a well-prepared program that went on very well with Vijayamma Garu. She was though 80 plus. She is always ready to help Radio Sai whenever you call.
Anyata Shanam Nasti.
Anyata Shanam Nasti. And she was, from the day we said, we request you to come and participate in our Telugu program, readily agree. And hers was an excellent presentation. The next one was one of the, my second toughest. We were trying to have a panel discussion with eminent people like Romil Saab, then Dr. Narasimhan, and the third man,
Kondal Rao Garu,
on different aspects of Swami's seva
and Swami's that missionary projects.
With moderated by V.S.R. Murthy Garu. The first attempt was to contact Mr. Rommel.
Means the whole idea was how Swami, as an administrator, was handling so many projects at a time, and how you should learn how to handle things like a leadership qualities of Swami that we wanted to bring out. That was initially our idea, but next one,
Swami as an excellent project manager.
Yes.
The whole idea was about management. That too we thought.
And these are all people who have been responsible for executing
these
mammoth
projects.
Yes. Projects of Bhagwan in education, water and
therefore,
health.
That was the idea. Then when Ganesh contacted him, he said, Ganesh, I won't be available on that day. Sir, we were having high hopes. No, I'm going to
Pushkaram.
As a matter of fact, we were fighting against time, or fighting against odds. Pushkaram was there and many people were engaged there.
Yes.
Organizationally and others also, devotees also. Therefore, first casualty was he was not coming. Okay. Second, let us start with the other man. Then Dr. Narasimhan. We elected Narasimhan 1 month advance, in advance. And he was very, very positive. He said, you see, next month on 19th, that I'm talking of June, I have some engagement, but still I will make it to your program. He was very clear. We were happy.
He's the director of the mobile hospital.
And he is one of the most energetic leaders. Then Kondal Rao. I contacted Kondal Rao. When I talked to him, it was again, I'm talking of month of June, towards the end. He said, I'm an artist, Jagannath Rao. What do you say? You have a program and it is on 19th. You see, I'm busy here. When I return to Hyderabad, kindly remind me. Then he said, oh sir, yes, we'll remind you. And kindly make yourself available. Then, naturally, when his program there was over, when he returned to Hyderabad, we talked to him. And he was from the beginning, he said, yes, I'm coming. Like Narasimhan, he said, Narasimhan had some program, engagement, but then he said he will come. This man said, I will come. Therefore, two are guaranteed. And V.S.R. Murthy, he is one of the most helpful personalities of Radio Sai. Whenever you call him, at the dead of the night, he will come out with any problem, any solution, he will be there to help us. Now, the next thing, our Ganesh will continue how the other aspect has gone.
So then, for the third participant to refill the place of Romel sir, we thought it would be nice if we call Professor Gangadhar Shastri, who has been helping Radio Sai in a lot of programs. So then he was very much willing to come for the program.
The earlier assistant director.
Yes,
of Prashant.
Of Prashant Vilayan campus. So after writing down his name in the list, then I was just browsing through the tentative program list, and then the concept of the entire, the theme of the program was Sri Satya Sai Ananta Prema Vahini, Bhagwan's love showered all through these 90 years. And then when we saw the three names, Kondal Rao Garu handled the water project, Dr. Narasimhan handled the hospital project, mobile hospital project, and Gangadhar Shastri sir has been involved with the Bhagwan's educational institutions for many years. So we thought Vidya, Vaidya and drinking water, everything is like falling in place. And the most beautiful thing now is, okay, Swami had made this so beautiful. The day before the final presentation, on 18th morning, we receive a phone call from Dr. Narasimhan. Just the previous night, he gets a call from Delhi, saying that his daughter has been selected
for Lady Sriram College. She applied there. And in the third list, first list means he would have known much earlier. Third list, she got selected. Mm-hmm. And he rushed to Delhi the night before.
Oh.
When we called him, he said, I am in Delhi.
And oh my God.
Next day is our program and he is in Delhi. What to do? Sir, then what about your participation? I'm very sorry. You see, this was very urgent. I was to come. My child's admission in Lady Sriram College. Therefore, I'm here. Only what the best I can do is, I will suggest you a name. Within another half an hour or so, probably you can contact that man. But then I tell you, when someone goes to Delhi for admission to children, can you have any time to talk to anything else? Therefore, you did not get any answer from him. Therefore, again, you will have to look at
such
for people. And most unexpected quarter, you got the shock. He was 99% you are sure that 1% he was not coming. And that has come to happen. Then, now what to do? As he was saying, that the three aspects have been taken care nicely. Education, water and health. Therefore, you will have to fill up with health only.
Health.
To keep that shape triangle, of the program.
Right? Proper.
Therefore, we were going round and round what to do. Suddenly, someone suggested, why can't you
request
to request Poleti, Dr. Poleti.
The director of the hospital.
Director.
And he speaks Telugu.
Yes.
He speaks Telugu. And then you came to our aid. You remember?
Yeah, I remember going to the hospital and inviting him and he readily agreeing.
Yes,
it was wonderful. And it happened just the previous day.
The previous day. And then he readily agreed and the program went on so well because all the aspects have been covered and with each one how he came to Swami, briefly explained, and then they came to the seva aspect of health, education, and water project. It came out very well.
I think this is another program which people who know Telugu must listen,
yes,
isn't it?
Mm.
Because you had all these people who have been so amazingly involved in Swami's mega missions. And I think there is so much to learn from their experience of experiencing Swami not just as God, but also as a great health administrator, as a great educator, as a great engineer.
Engineer, yes.
As an eminent doctor. I think those are aspects also we should know about Bhagavan.
When you are saying great engineer, Kondan Rao, during the discussion, he reminded one particular happening. Said every day he was coming and reporting to Swami. One day Swami said, you see, in that 80 kilometers or so from away, when you laid those pipes, the pipes have not properly placed. Mm-hmm. Go and check it there.
Oh my
God.
That
particular point, it is weak. As a matter of fact, when they went there, the sand below that pipe was loose and it was not fitting well. Then he was recollecting that incident. Therefore, he is one of the Swami, greatest engineer, greatest educationist.
Perfectionist.
That's what he called those days when Swami specifically asking about the progress and pointing out problems and showing solutions.
Wow. Fantastic. So this is how the morning session went?
Yes.
Not one more. One more idea. You see, at... Yes, you say this 12 o'clock, the Kadamba Karyakrama already Ganesh narrated.
When the entire program was planned, there was a huge chunk of 1.5 hours allotted for all the campus students. But when we approached the administration, we came to know that children are having examinations at the same time. Mm-hmm. So it was a bit difficult for the children to take part as they have to prepare for examinations.
Students from the Prashantra campus,
Vrindavan and the Anantapur campus.
Anantapur campus.
But the administrators have suggested that you can take the Prashantra campus because they need not come from far off places.
Yes.
As the other campuses have to travel.
Hmm.
So our boys from the senior hostel, they had participated in one program and we didn't know how to fill up this 1.5 hour slot.
Oh, because they were meant for all the campuses.
Yes. 1.5 hour slot filling up is quite a difficult
amount of time.
So you won't believe the day they told they won't come, we had got immediately there was no delay in Swami's response to our prayers. We got a call from Sri Shivakumar, Kota Shivakumar, who regularly contributes to Radio Sai. First time we heard him asking, sir, is there an opportunity for me to come and participate in the live program?
Oh my
because
God. He himself asking.
Yes,
he is very busy, and even for any program to come, he comes just in the morning and leaves it in the evening. He can't stay for it more than a day. And the request from his side, because I will be coming with the three boys to participate in a program. Will you give me a slot? Then we readily agreed.
Swami had created the slot for him.
No. Swami has simply given a hope. Next, he is putting us to some more tests. Now he will tell. It is then, not the end of the story.
Around 14th, it was around 13th of July when we received a phone call from Sri Kota Shivakumar that, sir, my company CEO is coming to Hyderabad for a very important meeting. I think I have to be there on 19th in Hyderabad itself. So I won't be able to attend the live program. So this was another setback for us. And
initially, he asked for a slot,
yes,
and we were ready. And then on that day, on that appointed day, 19th, he had that visitor from Delhi. Therefore, he said, I must stay. I thought, if at all it is delayed by a day, I will make it to Puttaparthi. But it seems he will be coming only on 19th and staying on 19th. Therefore, kindly excuse.
Oh,
therefore, that hope of filling up again evaporated. Know what to do.
And this was just less than a week before the actual program. Then we thought, yes, it would be very nice if we have a program on the Godavari Pushkaram and the amount of seva activities that Satya Sai Seva organizations were rendering to all the devotees assembling there. But we had no clues of how to go about doing this program. Suddenly it struck to us, Swami gave that idea for us that Sri Vasanta Banu, who was supposed to come on 17th for this program, who usually takes care of all the announcements part, he was going to Godavari Rajahmundry for attending the Pushkarams. So we had informed him that, sir, at any cost, we have to give a 45-minute presentation on the Godavari Pushkara Seva. And then we called him and we told him. He was very happy and he took a portable recorder along with him. He recorded a diaspora of people there, devotees, Sevadal members, politicians who were attending the Pushkaram, and then doctors who were serving in the Seva camps, and a variety of events which were covered. He managed the entire show and he wrote the script for the entire 45 minutes program. And on the final day, it was a very big success. It gave a entire facelift to the program. We felt that it was a live program. Wow. On that day, when Godavari Pushkaram was going on, we had a live program which was being aired here, from here.
So it came out as a nice audio documentary. You had voices from the field.
And initially we were thinking, whenever somebody is not able to come from Visakhapatnam, this Pushkaram is standing in our way. Somebody is delayed by 5 hours. Somebody is not able to come. But then that Pushkaram came to our rescue.
And covered 45 minutes of the
work. And the ministers, Minister of Endowments, he was interviewed. He was high praise for Swami and his activities. It came out very well. And then devotees are coming. They were so happy with the services rendered by Sai Sevadan. That should have been really highlighted on that day, and it happened.
Actually, I mean, ideally, you should have thought about it
much before,
in the first instance itself, but Swami ensured that that does not go unrecorded and unshared.
And that's a humongous work. A
project which
our brothers and sisters,
Sevadal members were doing.
Yes. Really hats off to all of them and our pranams to them.
I mean, at least we could in some way document and share the work that they are doing.
I think we can listen to one or two clippings from that particular
episode.
వివిధ స్నానఘట్టాల్లోని ఏర్పాట్లను సమీక్షించిన ఆంధ్రప్రదేశ్ రాష్ట్ర దేవాదాయ శాఖ మాచ్యులు శ్రీ పైడికొండల మాణిక్యాలరావు శ్రీ సత్యసాయి సేవా సంస్థల సేవలు అభినందనీయమంటూ సేవలో పాల్గొంటున్న ప్రతి ఒక్కరికి ప్రభుత్వం తరపున అభినందనలు తెలిపారు.
సత్యసాయి సేవా సంస్థల తరపున గత కాలంగా కూడా ప్రజాసేవ చేస్తుండే, ఏ రకంగా నవ్వచ్చు, దాహార్తులకి మంచినీరు అందించడం కానీ, అన్నార్తులకు అన్నం అందించడం కానీ, అలాగే వివిధ ఉత్సవాల టైంలో పాదరక్షల భద్రపరిచే అతి చిన్న పనులు కూడా చేయటానికి సిద్ధంగా ఉండే ఒక మంచి సేవా సంస్థ సత్యసాయి సేవా సంస్థ. ఆయన ఏదైతే మానవ సేవే మాధవ సేవ అని సాయిబాబా బోధించారో దాన్ని అక్షరాల నూటికి నూరు పళ్ళు పాటించే సంస్థ అయిన సత్యసాయి సేవా దళ తరపున ఇవాళ ఈ పుష్కరాల్లో అటు ఈస్ట్ గోదావరి ఇటు వెస్ట్ గోదావరిలో కూడా చేసే సేవలు అభినందనీయమైన సేవలు. తప్పనిసరిగా ఈ సందర్భంలో ఆంధ్రప్రదేశ్ ప్రభుత్వం తరపున ఈ సేవలో పాల్గొనే ప్రతి వ్యక్తిని కూడా నేను హృదయపూర్వక అభినందిస్తూ, ఖచ్చితంగా ఈ సేవలో పాల్గొన్న ప్రతి వ్యక్తికి కూడా సాయిబాబా ఆశీస్సులు పూర్తిగా లభిస్తాయని నేను భావిస్తున్నాను.
Wow, as you said, it does have that live feel. You listen to, you feel you are in Godavari as you listen to different people
speaking. Godavari Pushkarams were from 14 to 24. And this came just
in the middle of the
middle of the
festival.
Yes. And by that time already thousands have come and taken bath.
This was another Vahini.
And
this stream, how can that pious waters and love that's flowing in that stream not flow into the Telugu stream in Radio Sai?
That was nicely captioned as a Pushkara Seva Vahini.
Yes, it was a Seva Vahini. How can, you know, this Telugu stream also is a Seva Vahini. And, you know, it's amazing how so many tributaries, so many little vahinis of seva, when they mix only, it becomes a beautiful stream of love.
After this 19th program was over, we were sitting and working out who were behind the whole program, so selfless seva workers who are helping in Radio Sai, you will be amazed. Just roughly when we calculated, it came to more than 30. And many more still at the end.
And probably, and there will be many whom you don't even know.
Yes.
Those, so many people, those 30 people may have been helped by many other people.
Many other people.
Yes. Amazing.
And as you say, while coming down from morning to evening, and last but not the least, because when he's saying for 1 hour, more than 1 hour is to be filled up, it's only 45 minutes of Pushkar Seva. What about the remaining? The remaining, Swami comes in such a way that you don't bother. I will take care. Suddenly, on that day, 19th, around 6 or so, there was a power breakdown. Power breakdown, and it was continuing. And we thought, how to readjust the programs? They readjust the programs done in such a way that by the time current came, the remaining time was simply fit to broadcast the remaining programs. No alteration was needed.
So we lost some time because of power outage.
Yes.
And that completely fit into the entire
the
setting.
Gap.
Okay.
And then there was one on Vela. We wanted our...
Our senior boys, hostel boys were involved in this program.
They on were the Vedas.
On the Vedas. We thought the children would do a very good job about bringing out the aspects of Vedodharana, aspects of Swami's mission. So a month back, the entire concept was explained to them, and they made their entire team. We had spoken to the team, and I had listened to the entire content, and we were happy with what they were about to present. And on 18th, the entire batch of students come to our Radio Sai, and they were asking for me. I was in a rush going around for arranging things for the children's program. They called me, and when I see the set of boys, that was not the set of boys which I had interacted with.
Oh,
from the beginning. Then I was asking them, the in charge of that team, brother, I think the team which I had spoken with is totally different from the boys who had come here. Then they started telling me, brother, all the in charges who are supposed to do this program, they are all fallen sick. They have all fallen sick.
Oh my God.
With viral fever, and they are not in a position to get up. So they had listed the entire document for us. They had given us. So we are a set of new boys who have just received the content yesterday. and when the children's program was going on, my fuse was out totally. When I heard this, just 24 hours from now.
And you don't know how are these boys.
How are these boys, and I've not heard them before.
And now, I mean, already your live program is going on. No time to listen to them or make corrections, advise them.
Yes. So I told them, brothers, I'm just placing my confidence in all of you. Are you sure that you can do the program? Because what Bhagwan had taught the students, that time it struck me. That confidence which Swami had instilled in us, that we can achieve anything with His grace.
Yes.
That confidence at that point of time, I was supposed to have on the students which were coming up with the program. Mm. Because that will give them confidence to...
Yes.
So I told them, yes, you prepare, 100% give your effort, and Swami will take care of the rest. And they were very confident of presenting the program in the best possible way. So on 19th...
The D-Day.
Their program was scheduled immediately after evening bhajans, around 6:15. So, as sir was mentioning about the power breakdown, around 4:15, I asked Jagannath Rao sir and Vasant Banu uncle to just go through their program, the boys' program. And they were sitting in a separate room and practicing for their module. When both Vasant Banu sir and Jagannath Rao sir went, the entire content was very beautifully placed. But there were some loose ends that were missing, which they could not stitch, because they were new to the radio presentation. That was 4:30, and 6:15 is their presentation.
Actual presentation.
And sir was worried.
We were sitting there. All the boys were in a semicircular fashion, they sat. And each one is having a paper. They were reading it. They were reading from the paper. And then this boy completed his sentence, another was picking up. And once this particular happening took one round, you felt as if everything is hanging independently.
Mm-hmm.
There is no connection with what one is saying and what other man is, there is no
link.
Lead. Then I said, how can this happen? Because you may be feeling that you have already conveyed what you want to do. But where is the link? How the other man is to pick up? Then, only small corrections. First, they said that they might have done, if they would have given more time. But at that instance, just you pick his name. Pick, yes, Kishore, what you are saying. Then you start. Thereby, a listener will know that you are containing what he has done and try to bring in one point of what he said and then you do the rest. Thereby, the...
Try and somehow link up the entire, stitch the entire thing.
In between, it is a small diversion. When Guru Shekhar or somebody is there and they are habituated to call him Guru. And Guru in Telugu is slightly, hey Guru, hey yes no.
That's slang. Slang also.
That's slang. Then he said, avoid it. It is not Guru now. Take his name. That way. And some boy was explaining a particular situation where Swami was sitting on the stage in Purnachandra and the girls wanted to have an opportunity to
chant Vedam.
Chant Vedam. And they were given opportunity on that day. And it was stage was there. And when they were sitting, when they were going to chant, boys started chanting Veda, which they don't know, which they are not trained with. Therefore, the girl students were just mum. They were not able to chant. While the program was over, both came down, and the elders sitting in the first in the front row, they, Swami, ఆడపిల్లలు ఎంత బాగా పాడారు స్వామి, ఆడపిల్లలు ఎంత బాగా పాడారు స్వామి. అండ్ దెన్
ప్రేజింగ్ ది గర్ల్స్ స్టూడెంట్స్,
మీన్స్ దే హ్యాడ్ ది హోల్ వేదం సంగ్ బై గర్ల్స్, వెరస్ దే కుడ్ నాట్ ఓపెన్ దేర్ మౌత్ అండ్ దే వర్ స్టక్. అండర్స్టక్ వాట్ హ్యాపెన్ వెన్ దే సాట్ స్వామి, స్వామి వాజ్ స్మైలింగ్. యు సీ, ఆల్ త్రూ యువర్ ఫీలింగ్ దట్ యూ హ్యావ్ నాట్ సంగ్, బట్ దోస్ హూ లిసన్డ్, దే లిసన్డ్ యూ ఓన్లీ. అండ్ దిస్ హ్యాపెనింగ్ వన్ బాయ్ వాంటెడ్ టు డిస్క్రైబ్. Then, somehow, they were getting confused. Then I said, this is a simple way. Visualize Swami sitting on the dais and both boys and girls standing and then describe that scene. You won't believe. I said this and by that time, light was off. We were just coming out. Sir, wait a minute. What you suggested, I am practicing. I have already practiced, I will tell you. And he narrated in such a beautiful way that the whole picture came to my...
Became alive.
Came alive. And then, in between the program, something more happened, let Ganesh say.
And then, at around 6:10, all the boys came and they were sitting inside the studio. Until then, power was not available for us. And then, our next program participant, Srimati Dwaran Lakshmi, she was supposed to leave for Tirupati the same night. So we could not delay her program, just in case the power comes late. So we thought, okay, anyhow, the boys need some more of preparation. We thought we'll advance madam's program. First we had started with her program. And then after that was supposed to be the boys' program. So again we felt, yes, the boys, I think they'll do better if we give half an hour more of time. So then we finished the Antakshari program. So when the boys came in for their presentation after two slots, they made such a huge impact on the program that sir was listening to it from outside and they both were wondering, how did they do such a splendid job?
I was thrilled. I came to the studio from the outside the glass pane. I said, excellent.
Thumbs up.
And then they were so happy. And by the time program ended, you never felt that it is a program done, preparation was done only one day. As if they have done the preparation for at least 15 to 20 days. The outcome was so nice.
And it didn't sound like they were amateurs.
Never.
Not at all amateurship. Even the quality of presentation was so perfect.
Maybe Swami wanted that it should be aired at that particular time.
Yes. And that reminded me of the beautiful days when Swami used to ask us to present programs.
Yes.
One day before the actual day of presentation.
I think you never got more than 24-48 hours.
We never got more than 24 hours of time for preparation.
For preparation, yes. Means except for the standard convocation dramas and sports meet dramas. Otherwise, I think every other drama, you never knew. Even on the day of the presentation, you did not know whether today you are going to perform.
Yeah, when you were telling the convocation and sports meet drama, Swami had given us a surprise. If you remember, Vishwabhadar, the Prashantilam campus was supposed to present on 14th of January.
Yes.
And on 11th, when the evening presentation was over, Swami asked Anil Kumar sir to announce that tomorrow is the Prashantilam campus presentation. And all students, nobody knew that was going to be announced. And the most shocking thing, when Swami was about to come from the Yajur Mandir, he sent word that the entire stage should be turned the other way, and where Swami used to sit on the portico and facing the third block. Swami wanted to sit in the third block and watch it from the other side.
Yes.
And see how Swami plans the entire thing. The sets were not ready because, and you won't believe, the entire night, the entire hostel, 400 boys were together making sets for the next day preparation. And you will never see that kind of energy in the boys. They were all geared up.
Wow.
And then the most wonderful thing, when Swami was seeing the presentation, the scene changed. As the scene is going on in front, behind this, for the throne of Rama, they were sticking the gold paper. And you can smell the fevicol fresh there. And then the scene was changed. And it was so beautiful. Swami tests us till the last moment.
But it thrills like, you.
Yes, it thrills us.
It puts you to the roller coaster, right? I mean, and then he thrills you and fills you with love. Wow.
This program by the boys, probably that reminded of...
It happened in a typical student fashion.
Student fashion, yes.
Amazing.
This was how our the 19th program was...
This was the last program? Shape.
Yeah, this was almost the last part. But, yeah. The program which we planned, a discussion with the Burakada group. On 18th evening, we receive a message from our Prabhakar, who is the main member, the Kathakudu of the Burakada group.
The main singer of the
main
Burakada
singer.
Trio.
Yes. He told he is not able to attend the program. So we were all worried how the entire presentation...
he definitely is the pillar of the Burakata team.
And with Swami's grace, Brother Arvind Sai, Brother Raghuram and our anchor of that program, our Ranganath Raju brother, the entire program came out very well. And to be more specific, Brother Arvind Sai being the Hasika of the Burakata group, he took us all in a...
In the fields of laughter.
Wow.
It was a really enjoyable program for all of us.
So it ended on a very, very happy note,
very
literally.
Happy note. Yes.
Wow.
I think everyone must have listened to the program and felt completely relaxed. Now that is the last program. All the tensions are over. Now you can relax and enjoy and revel in Sai humor.
Wow. Wonderful.
Fantastic. So Ganesh, do you want to go through this whole exercise again?
but whether you like it or not, Swami will give another experience. If you start in another program,
it will be in a different way.
It will be
different way. It never, nothing repeats in the same way.
But the amount of test that Swami puts you through, it's for you to grow up as an individual. And how when you work with so many people around you, how you maintain your composure, how you...
Yes.
Even when so many things are happening which is against your plan and against your liking, still you maintain a smile on your face and
Exactly. How you go through it. Because as someone said, to be an inspirational person, we don't have to be perfect.
Yes.
But we can be an inspiration in the way we deal with our imperfections. The way we deal with our uncertainties, the way we deal with our tragedies. I think that way we can surely be an inspiration. And I think Swami wants all of us, whom He has showered so much of love and constantly training us to live up to that.
Mm-hmm.
He wants to see how we convert our tests into testimonies of His love.
He wants to see how we convert every tragedy into a triumph. Mm-hmm. And he's there. He's there. And I think, you know, it gives us so much confidence, isn't it? That, you know, come what may, all I have to do is be cool and keep my focus on him. Things will get sorted out. And it does all the time.
And that has happened both on 18th and 19th, both these programs. You really felt Swami taking care of each and every aspect of the program. And by the end, it was so successful a program, many, many people outside, because they were saying, see, you have not told us, we would have come and at least witnessed the programs. We came to know that it went on soon.
And in fact, Mr. Jagannath Rao, you should mention about how, thanks to Bhagwan's grace, now Radio Sai is heard in so many homes in Andhra.
Mm-hmm.
You also had, I believe, that interview with Mr. I.S. Ramakrishna.
And he was saying about 23 lakh homes have Radio Sai connections through digital set-top box. And he was so impressed by the way the whole programs were conducted. He said he will ensure that city cable services will be extended to both Andhra and Telangana districts all over the two states. And if that is done, probably Radio Sai...
Literally in every home,
yes,
people can listen to his voice with the touch of the mouse.
And the feedback from our listeners also, they were saying, we have got set-top box. And they were making some small suggestions. That also on that day, I told him that, you see, this is what our listeners say, and can you, in what way you can help? Then he was
I think this program also was a revelation to Mr. I.S. Ramakrishna,
yes,
who has been involved in trying to ensure that, you know, Radio Sai is available in many homes. But I think this would have just definitely given him a boost.
We
have seen,
yes,
like, so many people participating and such fantastic programs being done. Well, Swami had everything planned. I think each person got what he's supposed to get.
Yes.
And as Ganesh very rightly said, ultimately it is for our growth.
Yes.
So he will give and create situations such that what every person needs for his growth gets it. And that happened so beautifully. Amazing. Wonderful. Thank you so much, Mr. Jagannath Rao and Brother Ganesh. And then let us pray that in times to come, this channel, which has the blessing of carrying the message of Bhagwan in its original form, in the language Telugu, the language which Bhagwan chose to speak when he came down in human form, this medium only acquires gigantic proportions. And today you have the Telugu diaspora who live all parts of the world, be it North America to Australia to Singapore. And they should be able to listen to Bhagwan's message in its clearest form, in his own voice. Let us pray that this momentum that has picked up only continues and gathers so much steam that everyone is drowned in his stream of love. Thank you so much.
Thank you, Sairam.
So that was the conversation about the Radio Sai 4th anniversary celebration, when we had day-long live programs on July 19th, 2015. Brother Ganesh, Mr. Jagannath Rao and Brother Sai Prasad form the trio who run the Telugu stream from Prashant NLM with support of hundreds of volunteers. And this was part of our offering to Bhagwan on this year of his 90th birthday. And as I mentioned before the program started, we are offering a Bhagwan at the Lotus Feet in the Sai Kulwant Hall on August 29th, 2015, as part of our gratitude for having blessed us with this opportunity of being part of the Radio Sai team. The theme music of the Radio Sai Telugu anniversary, which I played for you in the beginning, said, Paratattvamu Prabodhinchi Jagatu Uddharimpaka. That's how the first line goes. And the entire meaning of those few words is to uplift the world by imparting the divine truth, to instill faith in all mankind. the divine stream descended to earth from heaven, that shone forth from Parthi as the bestower of spiritual wisdom, as the bestower of endless peace. This is the nectar stream of love of Satya Sai. This is the nectar shower of service of Satya Sai. This is the revealer of the nectar principle of Satya Sai. Let us congratulate ourselves for having come under the umbrella of His love, so that we can feel Him and sanctify every moment of our lives. With this, we come to the, it's time to bring to a close the day-long Thursday life. And as I close, I offer my pranams to Bhagwan once again on behalf of all of us at Radio Sai, and also thank each one of you for being with us all throughout the day. Thank you for your feedback, for your words of encouragement and your suggestions. As always, you can write to listener@radiosai.org. As I sign off, I am Team Radio Sai's Bishu. The time in the studios now is 10:03. You will continue to listen to a drama entitled A Grain of Rice, presented by the students of Sri Satya Sai School of Bali, Indonesia. This was first presented in the Cyclonthon on November 20th, 2012. So keep listening, keep relishing, and let us make our lives His message. Thank you so much. Sai Ram.